In typical fashion, MND introduced changes to the SSD for residential property late yesterday night. In recent years, there has been a sharp increase in the number of private residential property transactions with short holding period. In particular, a significant increase in the sub-sale of units that have not been completed. Therefore, the seller stamp duty holding period and rates will be increased for residential properties. The new rate applies to all residential properties purchased on or after 4th July 2025, 12 a.m. Hose se liao. SSD is payable for those who sell a residential property within a specific period after purchase. Back in 2017, this period was reduced from 4 to 3 years, and the SSD rate will also reduce by 4% for each tier of the holding period. Due to the increase of property transaction with short holding periods, especially in the sub-sale of units that have not been completed, the government will revert back to the pre-2017 SSD holding period of 4 years and raise the SSD rate by 4% for each tier of the holding period as mentioned above. This means instead of waiting for 3 years to flip your residential property without paying any SSD, now you will have to wait for 4 years instead. From the eye of the government, the intention is very clear. The increase in flipping of properties means there is unhealthy speculation going on, which is obviously not healthy for the sustainable property market. Here, how will this impact the property market? In my personal opinion, transaction volume will dip in the short term. Investors will pull back, hoping prices will drop even more. Whereas sellers will continue to hold on, especially if they are not desperate to sell. The market may stay flat ahead. Developer sales will be impacted, especially those targeted at investors. Who knows, will there be more Great Singapore Sale ahead? As for those buying to flip, the longer holding period may derail your investment plans. And lastly, what is your thought on this? Care to share more with me?